People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And people are talking about the investigation, Muncie Fire and EMTs, that was started by 13 Investigates reporter Bob Siegel. Bob, thank you for joining us again this morning live. Give us the background on how this story came to you and how you got into this investigation, if you could, first.
Well, Steve, we received at 13 News some anonymous information, a packet of information that was sent to us alleging that there was a systemic widespread cheating scandal taking place within the Muncie Fire Department involving firefighters and EMTs who were able to cheat on their certification exams. Now, what came to us, it actually came to us a couple of months after that same information was sent to the Muncie Fire Department, that same packet of information, and was also sent to the National Registry, which conducts and oversees the testing. And investigations were started there. The same packet of information was also sent to the State Fire Marshal's office. My understanding is we were the last to get that packet of information, as was the National Registry and the State Fire Marshal's office. This information alleging the cheating went first to the Muncie Fire Department, but when there was not a whole lot done there, then it was sent to investigators at 13 News and with the national and state authorities as well. And that's when things really started to blow up.
And now we are up to some findings, which your reporting has disclosed this week. What is the newest information on the findings? We have about 3 minutes until a hard out here. You know what that means.
Sure. I can let you know that the Department of Homeland Security issued some findings and orders, and at the center, the most serious penalties are going to be against Captain Troy Delaney, who's been with the Muncie Fire Department for almost 20 years, and he's accused in the findings by State Department of Homeland Security of really coordinating a cheating scheme by sharing test answers and questions with EMT recruits. And he, according to what's been proposed by the state, will have all of his EMT certifications revoked for 7 years, which is the most serious penalty and would prevent him from being an EMT in the state of Indiana. There are 8 other EMTs who are named in separate complaints, and the state decided to be a little more gentle as far as the penalties there. They are going to basically have their certifications put on probation. They're going to have to retake their certification exams and pay a $100 fine for their role in basically accepting information and not coming forward and reporting it.
Okay.
And next big steps here are to see what the National Registry is going to do. We understand they could revoke licenses or take penalties as well, and perhaps as many as twice as many as what the state has done. They've also filed a federal lawsuit against Captain Delaney and 2 other members of the fire department for sharing questions and answers. They say that that's proprietary information. They now have to rewrite their exams, and they've devoted a whole lot of time and resources to investigating and doing that. So there's a federal lawsuit that's filed. Tonight, the Fire Merit Commission is going to meet in Muncie to decide what further action, if any, is going to be taken. The mayor released a statement last night saying that he finds this to be completely unacceptable and pursuing disciplinary action up to and including termination for Captain Delaney. So there's certainly much more to come here as far as to see how this federal lawsuit plays out and what state and national authorities are going to be doing about what they describe as a cheating scheme that's taken place over the last several months within the fire department.
And Delaney's statement also in your reporting says, while I continue to deny the veracity of the allegations presented and do therefore disagree with the findings, I do hereby apologize for even the semblance of wrongdoing. I guess he wrote that in late April. Is there a subplot here? Bob Siegel is my guest from 13 Investigates, WTHR in Indianapolis. Is there a subplot about whistleblowers within this story, Bob?
Well, certainly. Kudos to them. I mean, it's very difficult to come forward and to speak up in a situation like this, from what I understand, because it's a pretty close-knit fraternity. And yet there are certainly some individuals within the department that recognize what was happening was not wrong. The state fire marshal said that's absolutely what should happen in a situation like this. The other subplot here, though, obviously this alleged wrongdoing has been brought to light. The bigger issue, even though there are individuals who are going to face punishment here, is how did this culture happen in the first place, and what is going to happen at this point? And we have not heard that yet from the mayor, from the fire chief, what they are going to do to try to prevent this situation from happening in the future, because certainly from a reputational standpoint, it's been very damaging. It could potentially still be even more damaging. We're waiting to see. It appears only one EMT is, perhaps going to lose a certification to be able to still be an EMT. But if there is further more damaging action here, which would take more EMTs off the street, that could play a real role when it comes to safety for the people in Muncie. So just figuring out how this happened in the first place, how to stop it going forward, is really going to be key moving forward.
All right, Bob, tremendous reporting. You do great work every day, and I know that being a reporter in news and information is difficult enough, but any investigative reporting, I would assume, is even more tricky. You've clearly done a lot of work on this and so many other things. We appreciate your work every day, Bob.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Bob Siegel, a reporter for 13 Investigates and WTHR, our guest on Delaware County Today. That full statement that Bob referred to from the mayor's office we had on earlier this hour, we will share that on our news page as well later on today, so you can see all of that. In fact, Bob's information and reporting is on the WTHR website as well. There's also some a video, television station notwithstanding, with Bob reporting earlier this week as to what we were just talking about there on the radio. That'll do it for today's program. Tomorrow morning, we welcome into the studio Cheryl Crowder from Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. Every first Thursday of the month in downtown Muncie is fun and exciting. This one's a big one next week because it's the spring version. And it's a big one. Yart, Moth Danner, and so many others will be involved. We'll cover all that and more as we talk about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Have a great day, Nancy, my beautiful wife, my mom, Roger, Emily, in the Axia Command Center for producing again this morning. This has been Delaware County Today on WMUN.